Welcome everybody to the Listen Up Podcast. It's your boy Brandon at Future Know Dad 24.
This your boy Sam at More Life One.
Let's get it.
Baby. Put it up.
Yo, on today's episode, we're going to update, give y'all an update on the corona or COVID-19 or whatever we're calling it this week. Of course, we're going to talk about our Florida State Seminoles. And then we're going to talk about Jameis, man. Why my boy can't find a job? Sam, you ready?
Yeah, let's get it.
T-Will, you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. So, Sam, man, COVID-19, you still good? You still coronavirus free?
Man, I ain't gonna lie. I'm a little upset because my damn job still got us coming to work. These motherfuckers, they acting like Corona. That shit don't even motherfucking exist, bro. You said that shit running, they be like, what you talking about? I'm like, bro, it's a pandemic.
Y'all ain't got no social distancing at your job, huh?
Bro, that shit weird, bro. They're talking about, if it get too bad, we just gonna test everybody when they come in the gate. I'm like, what kind of shit is that?
What the hell is that?
Oh, man. I ain't even, bro. And, you know, I work in a little office, so it's three of us in there. So they talking about, you know, only six people at a time can be in the office. Only six people can be in the break room at a time. I'm like, y'all gonna do everything but give us a day off, bro.
Like, y'all a day off. Yeah, they ain't giving y'all that.
Bro, at least give us a day off and clean the whole building up. You know what I'm saying? Give a day, clean the building, work 2 days, you know, clean the building up again. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least pretend like you care.
Right, they gotta pretend like they care.
God damn. For lawsuit purposes, pretend like
they care. No, they don't. Clearly, they don't. I was gonna say, clearly, they don't. Yeah. They don't have to pretend like they care at they all. Don't. They basically told y'all this job come first.
Hey.
Y'all health is
nowhere down the line. Come first.
Hey.
Yeah, no lie.
Exactly.
No, that shit, wow, man. That shit, wow. And we still working overtime.
That's okay. Crazy.
See, where you still safe? You safe? You working? You all right?
I'm good, man. I'm down here in Miami, so you know they shut all like the schools and stuff down. I work at the school, so they closed everything down. The mayor from Miami, like he was actually at my school, like he was in one of the rooms with the kids, so they had to shut like everything down, you know. But yeah, I've been good so far, man.
Gotcha. I mean, so. I guess my company is pretty similar in to Sam's, except for we got the remote access, so that's where I work remotely. So they basically just like, yo, take the computers, take the monitors, take whatever you can off your desk and go home. We'll see y'all whenever they tell y'all to come back in the building. But this work ain't stopping for nobody.
Dang, man, they clean everything.
Like this work ain't stopping. It was like, take whatever it is you need to make your life as comfortable as possible, but don't think this work is stopping for anybody.
That shit, wow, man. Shit.
And that was it.
Wow, man.
Yeah, that's essentially it. No, it's super wild, but hey, that's what it is. They was like, hey, you know, ain't nothing stopping, ain't nothing to change. We gotta still get this out. So therefore, take whatever you need, but ain't nothing changing.
Corona ain't stopping the work.
I'm up in the work ain't, as long as the work ain't stopping, they don't care.
Yeah,
so it is what
they
is.
Don't care.
No,
hey, you know the wildest thing about this whole situation, bro. And I know we try to stay away from the Trump stuff, but why Trump keep throwing out all these crazy medicines, bro? Like, why he keep doing that, bro? Why he keep doing that?
I think he got to get on TV just to talk about something. He got to say something,
bro. Trump on the top by
he got one press conference away from some Robitussin. Man, he takes a Robitussin, y'all be all right. he one press conference away from telling everybody, man, get y'all some Tussin, y'all be all right.
Trump like, hey, they got a pill for malaria. Crazy. I'm like, what malaria got to do with this, Trump? Come on, bro, what you doing?
Yeah, bro, what is he talking about? Like, I'm telling you, he just be on there talking. He just be just saying, he just on there say stuff.
Bro,
got to go on TV, so he just say something, man.
Bro, they're talking about, he prescribing the same stuff they use for, hydroxychloroquine, what is it, for bacteria, right?
Yeah, for bacteria.
Yeah. Man, bro is out here wilding, man. I'm just like.
He wilding, man.
I'm like, Trump, we don't have time for that right now. I get what you be doing, bro, but right now ain't the time, bro.
Exactly what he said is no. Now's the time. Y'all finna get these. The same way I've been. I'm gonna continue to be that. And y'all gonna have to see it.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie.
Virus. He just be out there freestyling.
Hey, that last press conference, I felt like he was getting to it. That last one, bro, because he started sounding like an old man. Then that dude was like, "Hey, what you want to tell the American people? I want to tell them you trash."
Yeah,
that's what I want to tell them. he had a real nigga moment. I want to tell him you trash, bro. That's what I want to tell him.
Your man just don't care, man. He just does not care.
He does not.
I kind of respect it, man. Yeah, I kind of respect it. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Hey, it's funny, man.
I do. He speak his mind. I mean, you know.
I want to tell him you trash. That's what I want to tell him. I'm like, really, bro? And I'm like, that's like a Birdman.
I'm behind there with no teleprompters, no nothing. Hey, I'm going to come to the mic. What you going to say, Trump? Don't worry about it. I'll figure it out when I get up there.
Trump was talking like he was on the breakfast club, bro. Trump talking like he was on the breakfast club.
Hey, Trump, just go speak. Go speak.
and the funny part is that the doctor guy that they got him in the background. And as soon as Trump get up talking, he's like, okay,
I don't know nothing.
And he come up, he be like, all right, that's completely false. What I want y'all to do is just calm down. And the press conference is must-see TV,
like,
bro.
There's no point. You might as well just roll out with the doctor, because if the doctor... No, go ahead.
No, I was saying, did you see the doctor?
What you saying?
Like, the last press conference? You saw how he was looking when Trump was talking, like, what this man talking about, man? Like, he said all the wrong stuff, everything.
That man got to be like, why do y'all have me up here? He got to be regretting. Right. He regretting all sorts of decisions right now. Yeah, you're right. That video of him just like, this man. Like, he basically gave get your man. He basically said, get your man. Your man's up here wild.
Get your man.
That's exactly the face he made. Like, please come get your man. Your man is up here wild.
Hey, boy.
Like, that's exactly the face he made.
Hey, that junk is crazy, bro. That junk is crazy. And what scared me, I'm going to tell you the thing that scared me the most, because I watch The View. I listen to The View because, you know, they got every different angle on there. Like, they got a conservative person, a moderate person, or the liberal person on that show. Mm-hmm. So I listened to them a lot. And the girl Meghan McCain was saying, well, the reason why Trump started taking the virus serious was because Tucker Carlson, the guy from Fox, was like, hey, Trump, this shit real. Trump like, what? So I'm like, hold on, bro. You trying to tell me the news reporter from Fox News the one told you to take it serious? I'm like, oh my God. This shit over, bro. This shit. You got a Surgeon General. You know what I'm saying? You got all these people.
Yeah.
The head of the CDC.
Man, he ain't listening to none of them folks, man.
But he like...
So you think he listening to them folks?
But Tucker Carlson was like, hey, bro, for real though, bro, I can't go out and act like the way everybody else acting because this shit real. He like, oh, for real, Tucker? Oh, damn. I guess the CDC was right.
Basically. Yeah, if Tucker said it's real, I believe.
If he say it's real, yeah, it gotta be real.
Oh, man, bro. Fake. That shit wild, bro. That shit is wild, bro. This shit by the ear, bro. It's like you watching a plane crash.
This shit gonna last, bro.
My God, bro. They talking about 18 months.
How long it gonna last?
Yeah,
I don't know about 18 months. I don't know, but I don't think it's nearly as short as what they doing. Like, I know they said Clay County School, the Newark kind of school, they basically got them going to school online until the 15th, right? Yeah. Which I'm still not sure how that's even going to work, because it's an assumption that everybody has computer and internet access at their house. So how do you tell everybody that they got to be online for a certain amount of time or whatever the case may be? Like, in certain neighborhoods, I feel you, but everybody ain't got internet.
Yeah, everybody
ain't got Everybody ain't got a computer, and everybody ain't got a computer. So how can you assume that everybody gonna be able to get online? So the folks who don't have a computer, what they fail this shit? You know what I'm saying? So like, I've been waiting to see more about that piece of it. But I think they just going to cancel everything, which is why, like, when they sent out an initial email that to all the parents or whatever, that that school will be out through the first, and then they'll start online classes on the 15th. I think the reason why we ain't got no more information as a result of it is because I don't think they can. I think they probably got a whole lot of complaints, a whole lot of backlash, because then you got, what if you got multiple kids in the house? You got to have multiple laptops, you know what I mean? Because yeah. They're supposed to be continuous learning, so they're supposed to be online. So now I need multiple computers in my home now. Not right. Just one computer, I got to have more because I got more than one kid.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you manage yeah. it? I just think, I don't think they thought that through when they made the decision. I think it was just like, oh, okay, we'll just tell everybody log on and do some work. It's just not that simple, in my opinion. So I just think they're going to cancel school for this year, and hopefully by August, there's at least some preventative measures. Maybe there's some treatments they don't figure out, you know, whatever it is, you know what I mean? So that their kids can at least go back to school. And even if they're affected, it's not nearly as serious, I guess, is what it is right now. But I think this year is canceled for school. I think this year is canceled for just about everything. And it might bleed over until, like, what is it, August?
Yeah.
Like, you know, start of football. I think it may bleed over in the start of football. I just don't think, because it's not slowing down. If anything, it's speeding up, right? Like every single day is more and more people, more and more cities.
That's because they're doing. That's because they finally starting to test people. So when you finally start testing people, it's gonna be the number gonna go up. You know what I'm saying? But like bro, this shit weird. This shit getting weird. People acting crazy, bro. I was in CVS the other day ago, and this old lady like stuck her cane up to this girl's face when the girl tried to give her some pills. She like, hey, these ain't the right pills. She stuck her cane. I'm like, hey, lady, calm down. We gonna get you your drugs, bro. God damn. You gonna hit the lady with the cane? What's wrong with you?
They not playing out there. I went to the Walmart the other day.
Over the wipes, man. It's crazy down here in Miami, man. They over the CVS, they in the parking lot fighting over the wipes, over like the hand sanitizer and shit. Like, shit crazy,
man. You can tell who's been dirty their whole life. I've come to realize this now. Like, people starting to tell them themselves. I'm just letting you know, if all of a sudden you washing your hands more than you ever have, you all of a sudden buy that antibacterial gel and you ain't never did that before either, you starting to tell on yourself. I'm just letting you know.
That's weird.
Like, you should have been clean, man. I ain't did nothing I ain't been doing. That's what's crazy about it. I ain't doing nothing I ain't been doing. I always wash my hands.
That's
right.
A routine. That's what
you're
supposed to be doing.
Right. That's why when I'm seeing all these people with all this toilet paper, antibacterial gel and stuff like that, I'm like, what have you been doing with your life? Like, what have you been doing with your life? That's what I keep trying to figure out. Like, what is happening? What is happening right now that made you, oh, man, this virus is real. I better start washing my hands. Yeah. Like, what? What is happening? There was a video on Twitter of a dude teaching people how to wash their hands. I'm like, yo, if you on video learning something
that.
Right now.
I've seen that. I've seen that.
You watching this video learning something right now. And there was a lot of people on there. God. He had a whole lot of likes.
Yeah,
I did too. He had oh, see, I missed part of the thumb right here. I'm like, yo, my man, if they watching this video learning something,
it's just
you telling on yourself, man, for real.
That's how you get under your nails when you scratch your hand while you washing it. And, yeah, that shit was crazy.
Bro, this shit.
I'm
wild.
Like, how you,
man? It was wild.
Wash their hands, bro.
This shit, wild, man. They
are online doing it right now.
I don't know, man. But you know, one thing about it, it ain't finna change that with people. People gonna keep doing what they gonna keep doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, now they're not finna, like, change up and adjust. They're like, oh, I'm off of work. Oh, bet. I'm about to go do this. I'm about to go do that. I'm about to go do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how a lot of people looking at it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Then you got the other people that look at it like, if you're a waitress or somebody that, you know, that's working for a contractor, you like, damn, I ain't finna get paid, you know? So that shit weird, man.
I guess that's the part that bothered me from when they first started talking about shutting down, right? So I have a cousin, he works at an arena. Well, that arena fills a whole lot of employees. Now, he runs it, so he's salary, he's good. But all them people under him, they basically out of work for the next 2 months. They don't cancel all the events, everything at the arena. Right, so these people out of work, they ain't got no money, they ain't got nothing. So now you look, and I'm keep trying to figure out, when we asking back to Trump, Trump should be making some decisions like, yo, we're going to suspend rent, we suspend it. You know what I say we suspend the electricity and utilities or whatever, because we understand people out of work.
What I'm saying.
So at this point, all you got to really do is focus on food. And we're going to make sure we get these checks out here so at least you can not, you know what I mean? You can get some food. We understand you're not working or whatever.
Right.
That's what leaders
that's
would
what
do.
You should be saying, right?
So when I look at, right, so when I look at Trump, yeah, it's, you know, it's fun or whatever the case may be, but you got to start making some decisions because real people are affected. That's when I saw that video of dude going after the mayor, and he was like, man, you cutting people lights off. You cutting people lights off. And folks ain't got no money coming in. Like, how you gonna cut people lights off? But you too worried about pleasing you too worried about pleasing the shareholder or this dude over here, as opposed to worrying about servicing the people. Respect to bro. I can't remember his name or whatever, but y'all know the video I'm talking about.
Yeah,
been going around.
Yeah, the guy Cody something.
So. I know it's in South Florida. I know it's somewhere in South Florida.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying, right?
I'm dying.
Yeah. That's the type of decisions that should be made. Let's get people some money in their pocket because we know a lot of people ain't working. And we cannot expect people who don't have money to begin with, we know is living paycheck to paycheck, are now going, you know what I mean? Now they don't have no money coming in, but we expect the bills to continue.
The state got to step up, bro. They can't depend on the government, bro. The state got to step up.
They should.
Yeah, the state got to do it, bro. The state got to do it. Because I can tell you one thing.
I 100% agree.
I tell you one thing.
Trump don't care.
that man is prescribing hydroxycutting people.
That bad.
I'm telling you. He's supposed to tell everybody to get some tussin. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
man, is out there grass. Yeah, you're right. You got to go to the state. The State Department. I think we got to put more pressure on them folks to do that. You know what I'm saying? You got to start applying pressure because at this point, you start threatening to throw these people out of office.
Yeah,
you'll start saying some people change because they like them positions.
Hey, but why we
like
don't know?
Like ain't nobody really stepping up.
But while we talking about state, you know, the state government and stuff, what's going on with your boy Gilliam, man? What that was about?
Hey, is that video real? That can't be. I know he didn't do that.
I didn't even see the video. I saw the pictures. Please tell me there's not a video.
I haven't seen the video. I'm gonna tell you right now. I don't want to see the video.
I know I've seen the pictures.
Yeah, I just seen the pictures.
But I think it's a video.
I ain't even finding the video. I won't even look it up.
All right, I'm not looking at the video.
Like
the pictures was bad though, bro.
Yo, he had a night. That's all I can tell you. He had a night.
But what
yeah, he had a night.
What that's I don't all. Understand, why you won't
listen?
Why won't you just come out and say you gay or you bi or whatever you is and be done with it, bro? Why you doing all this hiding in seedy hotels, shitting on yourself? And I do not understand it.
I don't think that's the worst part of him. Him being gay is not the worst part of that video. It's not the worst part of the picture.
But if you come my thing is this: if you come out and just say you gay, then you know when you hanging out with your little gay significant other, you could just do that in the house. Now you could get high as hell and just fall out in the house and shit on yourself. But you trying to hide. Now you shit on yourself where everybody can see it, bro. Like, I mean, what we doing?
Where everybody can.
Bruh. Gilliam out here shitting on himself with pills.
He out here doodling on himself. What are you doing, bro?
He had a night, man.
Listen,
I don't have some nights. I ain't never had one like that.
When you shit on yourself, it's time to go to rehab, bro. When you shit on yourself, it's time to go.
You got a problem.
That's a problem.
That's what I was getting at.
Yeah, it's deep. Yeah, it's deep. I'm just like, why not just...
That's what I was getting. It's deeper than rap. When you get to the point where you...
And you know what's funny?
When you get to the point where you at that part...
Yeah.
Yeah,
you need
help, bro. It's a wrap.
Yeah, you at a different level. You got to start addressing some issues within yourself.
And I told everybody when I saw that picture of him on that boat, I said, you know what? That dude there, he's suspect. Why he won't just come on out, get support from the gay community, and be done with it, bro? The gay community support all types of gay stuff. Just come out, say you're gay, and stop all this. I don't get why people are hiding.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
He probably get more fame if he came out.
Yeah, but
anyway.
you Yeah, but I think it's probably one of those, you know how you build up a base, right? And I think he probably felt like his base wouldn't support him.
Man,
if he
didn't
come out and say,
bro,
that's the only thing I can think of. Again, bro, I can only go based off, like, you know how these political strategists be.
Nah,
I'm sure
bro.
He got a political strategy.
Nah.
Now imagine that dude sat him in the room and said, okay, this is your base. You got 20% of your base is Christian. Then you got another 15% that's black, but not necessarily. But then you got only 2% of gay population that like you. Then you know how they break down them numbers,
nah,
right?
Bro.
So they break down all the numbers, and then they say, okay,
nah,
well,
bro,
you're not going to win if you come out now.
Bro,
now he ain't got no history.
You got Gay Pride Week in Miami. Gay Pride Week they have in Orlando. Bro, it's plenty of gay
Orlando.
It's plenty of gay people that's going to come out and support you. Be like, hey, man, my wife is my partner. But hey, man, I'm gay on the side. Just let y'all know, you know, if you catch me, you know what I'm saying,
on
a yacht with just a bunch of dudes with their shirt cut off, you know why. You know what I'm saying? And it's a lot on that need to come out, man.
Hey,
it's a lot on that need to come out. Like, Dwayne Wade need to come out, bro. He need to come out and be like, hey, man, you know what? I was wrong on a couple of things, but secretly, I want to be a woman sometimes. So I'm just kind of, you know, he need to just come out, bro. They need to all just start coming out and then, like, let's just get it over with, bro. Let's just get it over with. I'm tired of being surprised.
I can't join you on that. I'm not joining you on the Dwayne Wade slander.
Okay,
I can't do it,
bro.
Yeah, I can't slander D Wade.
I'm not. It's not slander, bro.
Yeah, you in Miami too. Yeah, you can't slander.
Bro,
that's Mr. 305,
bro,
man.
It's not slander, bro. It is what it is, bro. Like all this hiding. And these like passive aggressive ways of coming out. I'm just tired of it, bro. Just come out, be done. We can all move on with our lives, bro. I'm just finding people in hotels with shit on them. I'm just tired of it, bro. I don't want no more gay scandals, bro. I want people to just come out and live their life, bro. That's what I want. I want that for them. You know what I'm saying? Who's gonna bully Dwayne Wade? Nobody's gonna bully Dwayne Wade if he just come on out, just be real. You know what I'm saying? It's real, man. Your wife all on national television telling everybody she banging you in the booty and shit, bro. Come on, bro. Let's just stop. Stop. Tired of it.
Oh man, I can't go with it.
All right, well, I'll be on my.
Oh, I can't go with it.
I'll take the hate mail on that.
You gonna have to get that list by yourself.
At more life one, bro. Just send that hate mail to me, bro. But hey.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that's at more life one. If you try to figure out who was talking about Dwayne Wade, that was at More Life One.
Hey,
I was fine.
But
I was not a part of that.
Hey, but at the end of the day, though,
it was not T. Will.
At the end of the day, this whole coronavirus, I want to move on from the corona and these state politics because at the end of the day, the crackheads going to survive all this shit, bro. Them crackheads is not worried, bro. Them crackheads going to survive, bro. That's the one thing I came out of this whole thing.
Yeah, you think, Corona ain't taking them out.
Yeah, that's the one thing I came up with.
Crackheads out, bro. They don't last too long.
Yeah, bro. Crackheads live forever, bro. That's the one thing I took out of this
whole
thing.
They live forever.
Yeah. And they don't even need toilet paper, bro.
100%.
No, they don't even need toilet paper.
Ain't never had none. No,
ain't never had none.
Ain't starting now. Yeah, ain't starting now.
Crackheads ain't playing, bro. Right,
man,
just can survive anything, bro.
I'm going up, man. Hold on. I'm going on to Florida State, man. I'm done. I am done talking about these crackheads and y'all city governors and mayor and our crazy president, man. Tell me something. Please tell me something about Florida State. Something got to be going on, right? Is anything happening in Tallahassee? Something got to be going on in Tallahassee.
Nose
too. Gotta be going. What's going on there?
Nose. We dropped another quarterback. I guess we're gonna pick up another quarterback. Nose
27. Let me ask y'all about that, man.
Go ahead.
I had tweeted that early. I got killed for saying it. You think Norvell got something against black QBs, yo? It seems like all the black QBs we got, they dropped. They don't fit his system, but he, you know what I'm saying? Like with Jeff Sims now, Masco.
You know, man, the quarterback position is hard because people say it's all about talent, but at the end of the day, it's kind of a politics position. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be the face of your program.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So is there an element to color to it? Maybe. Because I think it took Nick Saban a while to win enough national championships for them to accept a black quarterback down there. think it took him a while, like,
mm-hmm.
you know. Because remember, he had that dude, Star Jackson, that was good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Star Jackson.
Yeah, so you trying to tell me he couldn't win with Star Jackson, but he had to play Grant McElroy and them other sorry motherfuckers?
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? I'm just being real, because all the bitches were doing a hand the football off. So you trying to tell me Star Jackson could just hand the football off?
Right, that's true. Fact.
Yeah, I mean, so I think it's an element to it. But Florida State is kind of progressive when it comes to black quarterbacks, though, right? Because we kind of had, like, the first, like, really, like, national championship great black quarterback, Charlie Ward. It took an act of Congress to get him at the start of quarterback. But I ain't going to get into that story because that's his story. I ain't going to be out here telling shit that don't need to be told. But I'm going to just say that.
What I will say is, I know he wants a quarterback that is perfect for his system. That's what I do know. I don't know if it's black, white, blue, or whatever. I just know he wants somebody who is perfect for his system. And if he talks to you, he meets you while he looks at film and realizes, I mean, you're all right, but I feel like it would be better. In other words, he don't want a mobile quarterback. He don't want a running quarterback. He wants a mobile quarterback. So in other words, you got to have the ability to move in the pocket. You got to have the ability to run if we need to. But I don't necessarily need an athlete at quarterback.
Right.
And so I think when I look at...
I don't know.
Go ahead.
I question that because the rumor was like you were saying, he likes quarterback that can run. But he want a guy that can really throw the football and can draw it up on a whiteboard or whatever, right? But Norvell right. offense is based on shot plays. So if you're not doing a lot of checking at line of scrimmage, because he's setting up a bunch of shot plays for you. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. I don't know.
I just look at the guys that we got. It's like, I mean, I don't know, man. Yeah, I don't know.
It's hard.
I look at it from a standpoint of I'm not gonna say he don't like black quarterback. I think that's too quick of a reaction.
Yeah.
He ain't even, like I said, he ain't even finished the season. He ain't coached the game, and he had a full recruiting cycle. So I'm not going. I cannot go to that point. What I will say is Jeff Sims, from what I understood and what we found out, I mean, with a lot of different elements in place. It wasn't just, you know, oh, here's a black quarterback. You don't do it. It was essentially just, you know, this guy's arm isn't what we thought or what I believe it to be. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking from Coach Norvell. His arm really wasn't what he believed it should have been. He didn't feel like he was a student of the game or X's and O's type of quarterback. And that was his opinion. I can't judge it. For whatever reason, that's what he felt. And so he decided to go with these other guys. Both of the quarterbacks that he did recruit are very, very similar. If you look at the film, they're almost identical. Both came from very big schools. Both are mobile, like Buddy from but Arizona. Not, you know what I mean? I do too.
Yeah, I like
you know what I mean? So
I'm not sold on the other dude, Rodemaker, but I do like Chubba Purdy, though. I think he can be all right.
Yeah, Chubba can be
the
starter.
I agree. I think Chubba Purdy is your quarterback of the future.
So in my opinion, I think you'll get that.
That's what I mean. He's the quarterback of the future. Like, he's going to be your starting quarterback. I think he's QB1. So in my opinion, I look at Chubba Purdy and I say he fits exactly.
Chubba going to start this season.
Yeah, I think Chubba wins that.
Bro,
I think Chubba wins. I do not.
J. Black, man.
Huh?
Oh my God.
Oh, that's right. He's from down there, bro. Damn,
y'all boys in this black man.
You know what? I looked at the number and I was like, damn, I might want to stay away from that J. Black talk on here. But I'm kind of feeling
tonight. I guess we're back here again. I guess we're back here again because I've been very clear on this. J. Black would never start for me. I would send J. Black his walking papers a long time ago because, again, it's not about his arm talent. I think he's very talented. He probably is the most talented of those quarterbacks as far as pure arm talent. It's the mental part of it that just bothers me. I cannot have my lineman picking up my quarterback. Like, I need my quarterback to pick up my lineman. I don't care how bad it gets. I don't care how terrible it is. You know what I mean? So, again, when I talk about it, and I believe Norvell feels very similar in that way. Most quarterback and coaches feel that way. So I think if he's looking at just the bowl game, if he was there in person for the bowl game and he watched the meltdown of his starting quarterback, I think it's going to be very hard to get that image out of his head if I'm Norvell. So that's just my opinion, which is why I believe Chubba Purdy starts week one.
Yeah, I can go with you on that. Like, you can't have a can't have your QB crying on the sideline and all that stuff, man. Like that, you know. But my whole thing with Jay Black is just like, I just want to see him like work under a coach that like believe in him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never thought Willie believed in him or had total faith in him.
Right.
And I think that hurt his confidence.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
And
I think he should have started over Francois that year. What was it, two years ago? He should have started over Francois. And Francois coming off an injury, missing all the spring, and then coming in and was able to get that job back, said a lot to a Black man. Like, yo, dang. Like, I've been working this whole season. This dude come in, like, no rep, no practice, and he can start over me. That's a problem. When he did get spot duty and he balled out, and then he goes right back to Francois, it's like, yo, my man, like, what more do I have to do? And I do agree with that when I talk about, like, when I think of Black men and some of the shots he's taking. The problem is, I don't know if he's going to get that either. I don't know if he's going to get that from Norvell either, right? Because I think with whatever he gets, he's going to be on a quick hook. Just because of the fan base. You know what I'm saying? If Black men go out there and struggle, like, the next guy is on it. So he's still not going to have anybody who fully believes in him. So if he needs somebody to 100% believe in him in order to be successful, you might as well just move on from him because he's going to have a quick hook. Because that fan base will be screaming. He go out there and look terrible against West Virginia. They're going to be screaming for him to come back against for Boise State. You know what I mean? For the start of young guys. Mm-hmm. So I just think it's going to be hard. I think it's hard for Black to get that opportunity, in my opinion. So, that was my thought. Mm.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going to ride with him, though.
You know what's crazy, though?
No, you got to.
I do think if Jimbo would have stayed, he would be a better quarterback. I'm just be real with you. I think that, for real.
Oh, like, most definitely.
He would have been a better quarterback. I feel bad for a lot of those kids because a lot of their careers got kind of ruined going through that coaching change and philosophy changes and stuff. You know, I feel bad for them, man. You know, but at the end of the day, man, we where we at right now. You know what I'm saying? This is where we at. So
that's where we at.
Yeah. Like, we at with him not playing.
I 100% agree with that on the Jimbo.
Yeah. I mean, he's been a better quarterback.
Because, I mean, he was recruited by Jimbo. He was signed, you know, to Jimbo. So his maturation would have progressed the way Jimbo progresses quarterback.
Right.
By year three, mm-hmm. he'd have been really, really good. I imagine he'd have been really good. He'd have known the system. He'd know where everybody's supposed to be at. And he would have looked impressive. He was never built for that spread life either. You know what I'm saying? That spread offense that Willie was running, he came to Jimbo because Jimbo runs a pro-style offense. I'm a pro-style quarterback.
Right.
I'm not a runner. Yeah. I'm 120 pounds. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I ain't trying to go out there and take these hits. Right. So then when you ask this dude to come run read option, well, that's a completely different element to what Jimbo's running. I mean, night and day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right.
It's just night and day to whatever it is. So, yeah, it's just my opinion.
That's what I thought about him when I saw him in high school. When I saw him at Glade Central, they had played Booker T, and I said the same thing. I was like, man, like, I didn't know Jimbo was leaving, but I was like, man, like, in 2 to 3 years, like, if he gets some weight and learn the pro, he could be a real good QB. But he's had so many changes, it's like, it's hard.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You know, his mental is all
Not only did he have the changes, he also had, like, complete changes. It wasn't just, I'm going from, you know, one coach to another coach. I'm going from one system to a completely opposite system, one that I wasn't recruited for, one I'm not comfortable with, and one I ain't running high school. So it was a completely different element for him. I figured he was gonna struggle, but I didn't understand, I guess, the mental side of things that it took. And it took a lot out of him mentally, which is why he couldn't play for me, just because I think mentally he's shot. I think sometimes you just need a fresh start. I believe he can go to another program and actually light it up. You know what I mean? He gets into a system or whatever that's favorable to him. I think he'd have a really good time. I just think he needs a fresh start because it's too much. He knows too many people are against him.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
I think if Norvell would have been a head coach before Will, I think he might have been all right. Because the system is kind of similar.
Because that's not right. That's not a complete.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But that's not even a complete element change. You know what I mean?
Right,
Norvell's offense is not Jimbo, but it's close. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's more pro than it is spread.
Right.
So, yeah, I agree with that as well. I just think that's not too much of a culture change for him. But going from that to this up-tempo.
Going in this offense. I think he could be all right. This, because this actually may suit him a little bit. That's why I think he's gonna win it. I think this may suit him a little bit better than.
But you what got. He was in. But you know he's gonna he finna come in now. If we have a football season, him and Chubba Purdy gonna start at the same time.
That's true though.
Mm-hmm. So true. I mean, they pretty much gonna be even from day one. So I don't know.
Right. You're right. They don't have that spring. He don't have that spring advantage.
Yeah, they don't got that spring no more.
Yeah, right. You're 100% right. He don't have that spring advantage.
Shit.
So yeah, that's you're right. That's gonna be tough for him. Having to go. You're right. One on one. Actually, wait. One on one. All three quarterbacks going with just the fall.
Yeah, with just fall.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I think once they gets a fair. I think Romaker gets a fair shake in that as well. To be honest.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be all of them. I think him, yeah. Jay Trav. I think it's gonna be all, you know. And the best man gonna win.
Yeah.
Only one I can't go get behind is Jay Trav, just because I don't know if Trav can throw the ball.
Yeah,
I've yet to see Trav throw and complete a pass.
Dude, I would mess with
like they did not let him throw the ball.
I would mess with the timeline.
They
would
not let you throw the ball. Like
I would mess with the timeline.
What was that? Like 3rd and 18. They ain't let him throw the ball. Like, bro, just hand the ball up.
Yeah, I'll mess with the timeline talking about he gonna be the starter, and everybody got mad at me. I'm like, bro, I'm just joking, bro. Like,
oh my god,
bro.
I seen that, bro. When you put that, I'm like, what is he doing?
I'm like, why are people so mad, bro? This is a joke, bro.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I can see Jay Trav.
Yeah, you know, he's not that serious.
I'm like, I know his mentions flooded.
People got so mad by that Jay Trav, bro. I'm like, it's a joke, bro. It's a joke. Calm down.
Nah, Jay Trav ain't
obviously joking.
Hey, people start.
Nah, he. I don't think he getting it.
People start subtweeting me and everything. It's silly season out here. I'm like, okay.
Man, Trav ain't getting that job. Yeah, I think Trav is the only one who Trav gonna end up getting a position switch. They gonna have him at some sort of slot. You know.
Yeah, they just put him at
whatever. There's no way in the world, Trav. He definitely got good wheels. He just can't. Yeah, I mean, again, they won't let him throw it. So I mean, he may have a great. I've never seen it.
But
yeah,
they will not let him throw it.
Yeah, they will not let that man throw the ball for nothing in this world. Yeah, I don't think he's gonna get it either. I think it's gonna be out of trouble and Jay Black. Whoever gonna win that, whoever best out of that gonna win it.
Yeah, but
yeah,
but
I agree.
So let's get to this Jalen Winston thing.
Talk to me.
All right.
My man, Jameis, man. They railroading Jameis, man. I don't like that at all.
You think they railroading Jameis?
I think I feel like they trying to blame everything on him is why Tampa Bay wasn't good. I get it. He had a lot of turnovers. You can't have 30 interceptions, but it's like that wasn't – it's not all on him why they wasn't good.
Right.
Like, and I think that they put in the – they don't talk about the 5,000 yards and 30-plus touchdowns either. And I think they're using those interceptions as like against him in the media as to why he's not getting another job. Like, come on, man. Jameis is better than – I see QBs getting signed, man. Jameis better than half of these dudes, man.
Yeah.
Like
Jacksonville's quarterback is Gardner Minshew, man.
Right. Like, Minshew's terrible. Are you kidding me?
Bro, I'm going to read out Jameis. I'm going to read out Jameis. Let me read out Jameis' stats real quick. So he came in 2015, right?
Go ahead.
Jameis had 4,000 yards, 22 touchdowns, 15 interceptions, 84% QB rating. Yep. 2016, he had 4,000 yards again, 28 touchdowns, 18 interceptions, 86 QB rating.
Mm-hmm.
2017, he had 3,500 yards, 19 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. 2018, he had... Of course, he had like around 3,000 yards because he got hurt that year. Remember?
So he got hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt. So he had 3,000 yards, 19 touchdowns, 14 interceptions, a 90 QB.
He was also suspended those first. He was also suspended those first four games that season too.
Right. Okay, and he had a 90 rating. And last year, of course, he had 5,000 yards, 33 touchdowns, 30 interceptions. And last year, remember, a lot of guys got injured last year. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So.
We all have watched Tampa play. We've all seen Jameis play. We know that team is terrible.
Right.
The team is terrible. Like the their offensive is line is garbage.
It's
the
terrible.
Receiver core drops ball. Like you look at, I can guarantee you 10 of those picks hit a receiver dead in his hands and dead drop it. I watched them hit a receiver in his hands. I go through his hands and ends up in the DB hands. And then Jameis get credit for the pick. I'm telling you, like it's that team around him.
is bad. And Tom Brady will struggle in that offense. Yeah. Regardless, because that's, unless you're telling me that whole line getting replaced, and that all of a sudden going to be real good because what's the name? Because Tom Brady back there is not. That team is bad. The defense is bad. They don't have nearly enough play. Like, that's a bad team. So, like, you can't blame Jameis for those. But then if you look at, just like you said, the numbers that you rattled off, those are really good numbers. Yes, his turnovers are high.
Those are really good numbers.
I guess where it goes unfair to me is when Brett Favre was throwing all them picks, he was a gunslinger and a risk taker.
Right.
Jameis throws the picks, he can't get another job.
But see,
where y'all miss me with all this.
So let's look at the record. So 2015, they went 6-10. 2015, yep. They went 6-10. 2016, they was 9-7, right? They was close to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Right. 2018 right. And 2017 and 18, they went 5-11. Which technically at 5-11, it's a couple 1-point losses, so that was like a 50. They could have been 50-50, what, 79, 89?
Right, they could have been 50-50.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so last year they went 79. So even with
look
his
at them
record.
Point totals, though. Look how many points they was giving up. Look at them point totals. Right. Look at that defense. Like, that. I've watched Tampa Bay, and I guarantee they giving up more than 20-something points a game.
Right.
Like, that defense is bad. That offensive line is bad. They would be running for his life.
What game was that? What game was that this past year that they was like 58-40? It was against the Rams. They had to score like every possession to win that game. I think it was against the Rams.
Right.
Yeah, they had to score like
every possession. I know what you're talking about.
Man.
No, that's exactly my point. When you, like, you can't tell me Jameis is the reason for Tampa Bay being as bad as he is. I look at the GM and the owner, I'm thinking to myself, okay, y'all had an opportunity to get Tom Brady, why not? I get that, sell some tickets, make some money.
I think they did I thought it was to sell tickets. I thought it was to sell tickets. I don't think it's the win. I think it's to sell tickets.
It is.
And I don't think Bruce...
It's absolutely to sell tickets.
I don't think...
That's what it is. If I got an opportunity to sell tickets with Tom Brady, I'm going to go and sell tickets with Tom Brady. I get it. Like, from Tampa's perspective, I understand. Like, this is a business move. We got to get some jersey sales. We need to get some revenue. We don't have some down years. Jameis dirt and like the stadium's empty. The stadium absolutely will sell out this year and watch them go 5-11 again. So I'm cool. Like, I'm cool with that. But right. I'm talking about the other teams. When I look at Jacksonville and what's the name getting rid of Cam Newton,
my dog,
whole another conversation.
Man, like,
the Dolphins ain't got nobody.
Terrible, bro. Like, I'm like, man.
But you know what I think?
Somebody put on Twitter he was gonna go to the Redskins to start to play backup to Dwayne Haskins. Dwayne Haskins? Come on, man. Dwayne Haskins was trash this year.
Trash.
So Jameis gonna back up Dwayne Haskins?
Right.
Like, come on, man. That's the stuff I'm talking about. When I look at all these other teams who ain't got no quarterback, and then y'all telling me that y'all gonna get like Jameis can't get no job, it's like, all right.
If I was Jameis, like, just going forward, it's two spots I would be looking to go to. Two spots. And I'd take less money to go there. That'd be either Pittsburgh or the New England Patriots.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would love to see him in New England.
I mean, Ben said he back though.
No,
he said he finally throwing pain free now.
Yeah, but still though, I would go to Pittsburgh. I would sit behind Ben for about a year or two. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Similar player. He's very similar player.
Very similar player. And then Pittsburgh is a little different. It's a little bit more progressive in some of their thoughts, you know, as far as like they football players and stuff like that. I think, you know, and then they got Mike Tomlin there. And Mike Tomlin is good with PR.
Yep.
You know, he don't overtalk shit. He don't place blame on people. He supports his players. You got to go somewhere where it's a good organization, bro. You got to go somewhere where
the Rooney's over there as well.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
Because you got
I agree. Pittsburgh would be a good landing spot. I just think he should start though.
He shouldn't start. He should start. He should be a starting quarterback. But I think if I'm him, and I'm looking at my long term career, I'd rather be in a good organization. And let me prove it. Let me go take a job. Let me prove it. And you know what I'm saying? Because who is New England going to sign that's going to be better than Jameis Winston? Probably nobody.
Right, nobody.
And
nobody.
Big Ben talking about retiring every year. So if I'm Pittsburgh, I'm like, you know what? We're going to give your ass a one-year deal, a two-year deal. You come here with that bullshit. We got Jameis Winston behind you. You can get out of here.
Right, that's true.
So I would go to a good organization. That's what I would do, personally.
That wouldn't be a bad part.
I feel you. It's very similar to the. I would too. I think it's very similar to kind of what Teddy Bridgewater did, right? Teddy Bridgewater came. He had an opportunity to sign with the team last year, and he was like, "Nah, I'm gonna sit back up behind Drew Brees. I'm gonna play in some spot duties. That, you know what I mean? Stay out of the line, like."
Yeah, I was,
and now he got his opportunity to basically take over. So I can understand that Pittsburgh move, right? That would be something. Come in, you know, Ben gonna miss a game. Ben misses a game every year.
So he's gonna miss some games
because he's gonna be injured. Yeah, he's gonna be injured. You come in that spot, dude, shine, play well. And then, you know, you never know. I think Ben is very close to retirement anyway. You know what I mean? And maybe he comes in and Ben, after that next injury, he's like, you know what, man, I'm just done. And you may end up just taking over in Pittsburgh for him,
right?
Which, like you said, is a well-run organization. That is, in my opinion, a really good business move.
And he needs to clean his image up. I believe Jameis believes he's a starter. Yeah, but he needs to clean his image up. He needs to go somewhere that's going to clean his image up. Certain places you go there, and it's like your image automatically get clean. Like, you know, even though you know, people still get in trouble at those organizations, but it's like they don't talk about those organizations the same way they talk about other organizations in Pittsburgh and New England. Man, they don't get it.
I would love
to have a
Patriot.
Yeah.
The shit crazy. Because of who you got in charge. Like,
I was looking at something that blew my mind. They had put the stats up. I think it was Jameis and Peyton Manning, like at the same age, the same time of their career. And like the fucking stats is like the same. Like the same amount of interceptions, almost the same yardage, touchdowns. Like, it was crazy, dog. Like, so how you, nobody said about Peyton Manning either. Like, but they got the same numbers.
You're 100% right.
All right, I ain't gonna get into that, but I'm gonna say that the thing with Peyton Manning though, just like Eli Manning, they football royalty. You know what I'm saying? From the first day they was born, they're gonna be NFL quarterbacks. So they don't report on them the same way they report on other quarterbacks. And Jameis is in a PR nightmare at Tampa because some of the questions that Jameis had to answer, he shouldn't be asked those questions. That's just my opinion. Like other quarterbacks not being asked certain stuff. You know what I'm saying? But he became the face of the organization. And that, I mean, a quarterback is a face, but you don't see Tom Brady having to answer all them dumbass questions.
Right, all them dumbass questions.
Yeah, like.
But that's part of his rep, right? Being Jameis and having the bad reputation means that he can't push back the way Tom would. Tom would just tell you flat out, I'm not answering that. Next question. Jameis can't do that because it becomes a bigger deal, right? Because Jameis was being mean with the media. He was being, you know what I mean? He was angry or whatever the case may be. It's the same thing that happens to Cam Newton. If Cam Newton handles something one way, it's gonna be reported differently than if Andy Dalton handles it one way.
Right.
Period. You know what I mean? It just is what it is.
Yeah.
Cam Newton the same boat as Jameis. Cam Newton got an MVP.
But I understand. I understand why Cam Newton is a freak of nature. Yeah, but I get why people don't want to sign Cam. Like, that shoulder thing is real. Like, that's scary. You know, that shoulder ain't where it need to be yet. And then you can test him though.
I'm not a doctor, but I guarantee you, all these medical professors on staff, if they're being told that Cam Newton is 100% healthy, Cam Newton gonna have a job. And even if he's not, I guarantee you, if Big Ben hit the street today with that same shoulder injury, Big Ben get a job.
He have a job, easily.
That's my only point. Like, if it's gonna be fair, it gotta be fair, and it's not.
It's gotta be fair.
Because what's happening is, Cam ain't got no job, Jameis ain't got no job, but Gardner Minshew got a job.
And all these other dudes. Ryan Fitzpatrick and Josh Rosen got a job.
Ryan Fitzpatrick is
the crackhead of NFL, bro. He keep a job, bro. He not dying, bro.
He keep a job.
He's not dying. Fitzpatrick is not dying, bro.
Phillip Rivers just signed. Right. Phillip Rivers just signed a contract.
Just signed. Guaranteed money. 25 years.
Guaranteed money. And that's what I'm talking about. Like, that's the part. I feel you. He does have a shoulder injury. But these same dudes are playing. Played much, much worse seasons than Jameis did last season, and they've been picked up.
Mm.
And they all seem to look alike.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
we talk about the plight of the black quarterback, right? We talked about this the other day or whatever. And it was like, all right, yeah, we've made some progress. We made some progress, and they've absolutely allowed us in the door. But we still judged unfairly the white quarterback.
Of course.
It just is what it is.
Well,
it is what it is.
You know what I mean? Like, when I look at it and I say, when I look at, again, all these quarterbacks who got jobs and all these quarterbacks who don't. When I look at how they're, like you said, the way, all right, Cam Newton says next question in the media, it ain't no big deal. You know, oh, it's a big deal. Everybody making up and all. Cam was angry with the media, and he was, you know, this, that, and third. Why are you guys doing this? It's versus on First Take. It's what's the name, debating it. What's wrong with Cam? And why isn't that? Tom Brady had that same press conference. Matter of fact, we've seen it.
Right.
What's his name? Who was going off on his coach on the sideline? Who was going off on his coach on the sideline? And it was a big deal. I can't remember.
Odell Beckham.
When he went off on his coach.
Odell Beckham.
It was right. Odell. But then Tom went off on his coach. Right. And Tom went off on his coach. Look how passionate he is.
Yeah.
Right.
One has passion. The other one's angry.
Yeah.
The other one's angry. Right.
I'm just saying. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. You know what I mean? Like, it's. These are things that happen a lot, and a lot of times they go unsaid. A lot of times they don't, you know, nobody really addresses. But I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think he gonna get a job. I think he got to bring his price down. I mean, he shouldn't have to do that, but I think he got to play for like 10 mil, maybe 10, maybe 15 mil, something like that. Mm-hmm. I think he was trying to get 25 or 26. I think.
Yeah,
I think.
I hope he get a job. I hope both of them get a job. They deserve a job.
I don't think they both
deserve a job.
I'm be honest with you. I don't think Cam's gonna play again.
You don't think so?
I just think that they've been waiting for him to fall off, and they don't like his attitude, and I think they don't like Cam Newton. He's at a point now where he don't have as much value, and I think a lot of that with Carolina was a lot of Ron Rivera, like, you know, taking care of Cam, making sure they didn't treat Cam any kind of way. And I think once Rivera knew he was out of the job, like, I think that was the end of Cam Newton. Like, that's just my opinion. Like, I think he could end up playing at the Redskins behind Haskins for Rivera. But I think a lot of NFL owners, I don't think they like Cam Newton. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, they don't like it. I need
you to stop telling people to play behind Haskins.
All right.
Nobody is playing behind Haskins.
Okay, man. I'm just saying.
Haskins was terrible. I've watched him get Haskins was terrible. Like, he looked rattled most of the time. The game looked like it was a fast form.
It was system.
Haskins ain't nobody playing behind Haskins.
Nah, he fit that system at Ohio
Haskins. Nobody's playing behind. If they get in the camp, whoever is playing behind him immediately is ahead of him. That's going to be very clear. Yeah, that's very clear. That's just my thing. But, yo, man, we got anything else?
Nah, man.
Yo, hey, one more thing I want to ask y'all.
Okay.
I want to ask y'all one more thing. Being down here in Miami and shit. You think you guys have a problem with, like, the staff, like, that we don't got no South Florida dude on staff down here?
We talked about it before.
Yes and no. Yes and no. I mean,
we got Odell. We got the furniture. We got the furniture. He know people down there. I'm not starting this. I'm not for the
talk. Nah, bro. Nah. You know that's my pet peeve, bro. That's a 5-minute rant now. Now I got to go on a 5-minute rant. I don't even want to do
that. I'm not even finna do that. Nah. But or for real, I mean, we got I don't know why. Ron Dugans, I mean, he got South Florida ties. He actually got really strong South Florida ties. I think he kinda makes up for a lot of, I guess, the overall support. I think with Ron, you're fine. Yeah, I think you're fine with Ron.
I think with Ron and David Johnson, I think you'll be straight. That's what I think.
We got to get that going.
Yeah, I think they're fine.
We got too many players down here. We got to get them, man.
The biggest thing is you're going to have the bags to go down there and do what
we got to have bags. Got to be dropping.
Yeah. I mean, if you got the bags, I think you'd be all right.
I don't think the bags have fully come back yet. I think they're somewhat back, right? So I think right now they're being a little selective on who they drop the bags on. I think once you get full, if they rattle off 8-9 wins this season, then I think you get all the bags come back. Next thing you know what I mean? Now you can go back down into South Florida. I think there are some bags that are just limited right now. So then you got to be a little selective.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At some point, it'll come back. He let them have a good season this year. You know what I mean? Have a good season. he'll watch all the bass come back, and then he'll be able to kind of pull in one of the classes and get some dudes from Miami. Right now, I just think he got to prioritize where he's dropping the bags at.
Hmm. Yeah, I see.
All right. I got a tweet of the day.
Yeah.
I got a tweet of the day before we wrap. All
right, man.
They talk about parents for the next 3 weeks and shit. After that, you just round that motherfucker up. They talk about the dude, the kid mouth.
And after that, you just round up. Yeah, nah. Listen, I can't help my kids out. They teach the new math now, and I don't know the new math. I still know the old math where you carry the ones. I can't do it. I can't help my. I tried to help my daughter out one time. She was able to get it real quick. She went back to school. The teacher was like, "We don't do that. We can't do it that way no more." I was like, "Oh, well, I don't know what to tell you." But then you better learn it in school. Yeah, you better learn it in school then, because we're going to do it when you get home. We're going to do it the way I know it. That means you better pay close attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better pay close attention in class, because if not, when you get home, we're doing it the way I know how to do it.
All right. Well, let's wrap on that note, man. T-Will, right, man, we appreciate you coming through, man. You got to come through again.
Yeah, man. Thank y'all boys for having me on, man. I appreciate it, man. Yeah, anytime, let me know. I'll be back. We'll talk some shit again, man. It was great. Appreciate y'all, man.
Hey, ain't no problem, man.
Respect. Appreciate it, bro.
You.
Yeah, no doubt.